Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got a good show today. We have, we have two separate parts. We have a clergyman from Chicago. He is the pastor of the largest Presbyterian church in Chicago. He is very, very much on the side of you guys, Eddie Irish, and of course the CFS. He's going to be in the second part of the show. First part, Jim and I are going to talk about the situation in the Middle East, that Biden is taking credit for brokering the peace, but apparently the people in the Middle East are pretty much laughing at him and saying he had nothing to do with it. Is that true, Jimmy?
So the news reports are the Biden administration basically stepped in to broker the ceasefire. But apparently, according to Israelis and, of course, Egyptians and Palestinians, the Egyptians brokered the ceasefire. It's tentative because there's still, you know, there's unrest right now in Jerusalem. And, of course, Netanyahu, the prime minister in Israel, has said that if, in fact, rockets start flying again, then they're going to respond very, very strongly. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it is an interesting angle where the administration has had a couple of different, the Biden administration has had a couple of different statements on it, supporting Israel's right to defend themselves, but not saying anything about the Palestinians. And then, of course, attempting to intervene in some way through phone calls. But my take on it is that they're losing influence because it really has undermined the kind of growing peace efforts that were happening in the Middle East under the Abraham Accords.
Yeah. Well, actually, Trump really handled that very, very well, I thought. I mean, you can say what you want about Trump, but the situation in the Middle East, in my opinion, was really, really moderated under under Trump. And they don't seem to be doing very much. Joe Biden doesn't seem to be doing very much right now, other than telling reporters to stand in front of the car he's driving so he can quote-unquote floor it. That's not an opinion on my part, by the way. I have that on video. And I know, I'm sure that Biden was joking, but that's a very poor joke for somebody in his position, and I cannot renege my statement on that one.
Al, the interesting contradiction here is that had Donald Trump been ever made some sort of a comment like that, it would have been front page news on New York Times, Washington Post, headlines on CNN, MSNBC. Every one of the talk show hosts would have been continually talking about it. And unfortunately, Republicans would have been trying to justify it and come back because they fail to understand how well and how far the left's going to use these things to even jokes. If we go back to what's happened in the Middle East, the very important change that the Trump administration pushed forward and actually was successful in was saying that the Palestinians, that by using that old argument, that people continued to be kept in this cycle of violence, where the Israelis respond, the Palestinians look like the victims, and the Palestinians take action, and then everybody was supposed to rally around. What the Trump administration did was say, let's forget about the Palestinians as a center problem. Let's talk about economic development. Let's talk about diplomatic relations. Right. Let's talk about expanding relationships in the long term that will benefit the Palestinian people and eventually lead to a positive solution.
Right.
By doing that, it took away this dynamic. And what has happened is the Iranians have been emboldened by the Biden administration. The Iranians support Hamas directly, and they've went ahead. The Biden administration has looked weak by reinstating $235 million worth of aid on the 21st of April this year to the United Nations refugee program in order to fund and support Hamas in the Gaza Strip. And of course, the Iranians have been backing them and restocking their arms and supplies. So basically, what the Trump administration had done was cut them off, made them less relevant in the discussion. The Biden administration is now back into the cycle and created the situation where they become the focal point and the violence continues to turn.
Well, all I can say, and I know I'm going to piss Eddie off when I, by saying this, and probably CFS and probably everybody else, certainly certain members of my family, but I have to say that it is what it is, and there's nothing that I can do about it. I spoke with David Rubin briefly yesterday, by the way. He is the mayor of, former mayor of Shiloh in the Gaza Strip. David will be on the show next week. He is a very, very decent human being whose sole goal in life right now is the Palestinian Children's Fund. He is trying very, very hard to make things better for the kids over there, which I think is really commendable. Anyway, I'll probably get lambasted from certain people for saying that also. Well, but anyway, I'm not sure why.
Let me just give an example. The Israeli Defense Forces released an audio recording. Before they have taken out buildings that Hamas has used as military targets and support, they warn the residents to get out. They give them a period of time, an hour, maybe 2 hours.
Right.
In this audio recording, the Israeli forces and their interlocutors are warning Hamas members to empty the building. The Hamas members say, "We're not going to leave the building." They said, "You need to get out of the building. We're going to destroy the building. You have children in there." And basically, and I'm summarizing this, the Hamas leaders, the people in the building, said, "You can kill the children. That's fine. It'll be on you." And he says, "What do you mean?" And basically, I want to ensure that people understand the Palestinians train their children very early to be martyrs. They educate them in racial hatred. They educate them very strongly. There's numerous 60 Minutes reports, all kinds of major mainstream media news that has shown this. The world forgets it, and what they're doing is creating hate, and what we're seeing is an expansion of that coming to the United States, division, and unfortunately,
of course,
it creates a cycle there that you can't stop.
Right, right. That is something that I cannot convince certain people that is actually happening, and I'm the bad guy. But anyway, you know, it is what it is. I said I was going to give the Biden administration, I should maybe say the Harris administration, until September to see how this whole thing shakes out. So I fully intend to do that. I'm going to give it until September, and we are right now only in April. Things aren't, anyway, so I have no comment whatsoever on the Democratic administration right now. I just hope they succeed in making America a better place. So far, that I don't think that's really happened, but that's just my opinion. Jimmy, we got to take a break here in less than a minute for the our sponsors to be able to air their wares, for lack of better terms. We appreciate people who are paying the radio stations through sponsorships for their products, because I think we have something very, very important to say here, Jim. I really do. I am very, very sad that this happened in the Middle East. Now, I have done some research on it, and according to Associated Press, war crimes are actually being committed by both sides. That's what I want to get into after we have our commercial break, because that's something you are very, very familiar with. You guys are going to be right back with Jim McKinney.